The high school library is located in a large room with high ceilings. It once served as a ballroom when it was a former mansion. It is a true blend of modern technology, furniture, textures, and traditional architecture.
I was actually on the committee that worked together to bring the money in to redo the library.
Kenesha senior Andrew Beecher says this new space preserves the integrity of the design. It still features grand chandeliers and archways, but now provides students with new high-tech study space.
Keep the integrity of the space and still modernizing it, because we have all this like beautiful artwork and chandeliers, and it's just beautiful historical space. But, you know, we were able to incorporate comfortable seating and new computers and big screens, so I think it works well together.
Well, I think that it's important to kind of try to keep the library with the times.
Senior Bernard Dent says the new space allows students to study and hook up their iPads for learning.
All my textbooks are on my iPad, so I didn't really frequent the library before because I didn't need books. If anything, it was just a place that I would be standing around waiting for my mom to come pick me up from school.
You can go to it for whatever, and even if you have a question on something, they're like the librarian or even other teachers that are roaming around, you're able to just go to and ask.
Randolph Chi is a junior. He says the new space offers students a chance to get their schoolwork done, then hang out for conversations. The new space allows students to work as a team on studies, or there's private study rooms if they want a quieter section.
You know, you always say that you want to come into the library and get your work done, and then things like just hanging out, the furniture and everything, like you just want to hang out sometimes, so there's just so much that you can do.
So far to date, I would say that it's paying off. I mean, it's getting a lot more use than it ever has, so it's been pretty positive.
Eric Amadeo is Director of Educational Technology at Canisius. There's Apple TV, computers, and charging stations, all set up to enhance the learning experience. He tells us the College Preparatory School now offers students a college-like library that is cutting edge.
We tried to make it more of a college feel, a comfortable space for boys to come in and do quiet study or work collaboratively or work on the computers so that there's something that fits everybody in the space. And one of the things that we did last year when we were preparing to do this space was to look at what colleges offer and what their spaces look like so that our boys were comfortable here before they ever get into that situation and have the same kind of space available to them.
Now there are very few books inside, but students tell us even though they can read ebooks online, they still enjoy picking up a hard copy classic, whether it's required reading or their personal choice.
Like one book that I consider a classic, but I love it, is like The Great Gatsby. But we all are required as a junior to read it, but I've read it maybe 3 or 4 times.
One of the classics I was surprised to really enjoy was Shakespeare's Macbeth. 2 years ago, and that was, we read in hard copy. All the Shakespeare, we always do at least one Shakespeare play a year, and it's always hard copy.
My favorite classical book that we have read here has to be Catcher in the Rye. I love that book. I had never even heard of it before I had to read it last year for English, and I absolutely loved it.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.